I'd like to spend a few minutes on the halacha of shiur amal ama zecher luchorban. It's a very interesting halachic topic. That the zecher luchorban, we're still in chodesh av, mishmatin, mishnichnas av, mematin, besimcha, and there are some very important halachas that relate to zecher luchorban the entire year round. And one of those halachas that's cited in Shulchan Aruch is that in your home you are supposed to leave over an area of one amah by one amah that's not been finished. What does the mean? I think we'll discuss in a few moments. Zecher l'chorban. Now today, I can't speak for everyone, but from my impression is that most people do not do this. I cannot speak for everyone, but to leave over when you come into your home somewhere in the house, we'll discuss some of the details, to leave over one amah. One amah can be, you want to be machre, chazunishu, one amah, that's 2 feet by 2 feet. Okay, 4 square feet of surface area on your wall should not be finished. What does it mean, not finished? Well, they're different. We're going to discuss that. It means if you build a house from start, it was never plastered. It was the sheetrock was put on, but there was no plaster. Or they didn't even put sheetrock on that area. That area, you can see the studs. If it's a concrete wall, right? So or even if they did plaster, they did put up the sheetrock. That area should not be painted. Or if it was painted, so that area, no wallpaper or repaint it. Repaint it a different color, black, gray, a color that does not match to serve as an indication that this is not finished or should not be finished, zecher l'chorban. So what are all the sources, the different issues? Over here I have a very nice sefer called the Avnei Shayam, which we've used many times on the Ben HaMitzarim, and he has here a few sections, so unfortunately I did not prepare all that well. Let's just touch upon some of the issues for a few minutes. The first thing, where does all of this come? Let me read the words of the Gemara, because it's very, very hard to translate, very hard to apply the exact halacha that was said in time of the Gemara to modern times, because we do not do construction today the way they did in those days. In fact, a lot of the things over here that I mentioned, we don't even know what they really are. It's very hard for us to relate exactly to what it says in the Gemara. And here's the Gemara. The Gemara Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Samach on the days. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, where's the Gemara over here? Ella imken roiv. The Gemara talks about that all different things that we should do. We should not eat meat. We should not drink wine. And the Gemara says you can't do that because ein shein goyzrin gezera al hatzibah ella imken roiv hatzibah yuchaylim lamoy ba ella kach amru chachamim. So the Gemara's conclusion is this is the Chum said what we should do the zecher lechorban sod adam es beisoy besid, a person should smear his bias with lime. Anyone do that today? Lime? You don't even know what is even lime. Do we even know what lime is? Some type of a product of the earth. They'll probably tell you that it's poisonous. Probably they'll tell you today that it's toxic. It's who knows what kind of dangers it can cause you. Sod adam is basically besid. Umeshayer boy dovar muot. Doesn't say the number. Doesn't say a small amount. The comma, then the Gemara asks, what is called double that should not be lined, not be smeared with sid? Amar of Yosef, amalama. Next halacha, Amar of Chista, kineged ha-pesach. So the Gemara says three things. Number one, there is an area that should not be smeared with sid. Number two, what is the shiur? Amalama. Number three, location. Not anywhere you want. Kineged HaPesach. What is called Kineged HaPesach? We'll discuss this in a few moments. Now, let's just see the Rambam. The Rambam is a subject of a lot of controversy because usually what it says in the Rambam ends up in the Shulchan Aruch, Mila Mila. And what it says in Shulchan Aruch is not what it says in the Rambam. The Rambam's words are, I'll read you his words. He quotes the Gemara and he says, Mishchor Beis HaMikdash, and Hilchas Tainiyos, when he's discussing the laws of the Chor Beis HaMikdash, Mishchor Beis HaMikdash, Tiknu Chacham Shohayu Ba'oisa Hador. He right away says something very controversial, the Rambam. The Oysoi Hadar. So right away, you can right away surmise that this may not necessarily apply to us. It only applied to the people of that generation, which opens up a whole new idea that the people that were Karev to the Churban had more of an obligation to be Mis'avel over the Churban than us today. Chazal did not put upon you things that are not, you're not Shaykh to, like we said before. Hashem does not give you a nisoyon that you cannot handle. Chazal did not put upon us restrictions that we totally do not relate to. When the Churban happened, people really felt the Churban. And therefore, they were masakin. There were certain things that were done at that generation. But the things that were done in that generation were not necessarily instituted that should apply for all generations. They masakin to fast for all generations. That's a davar pashut ad ma'oit. But to do certain things in your lifestyle, was that intended for all generations? That is subject to the controversy. Why is the Rambam saying these words? He doesn't say these words when it comes to other takanas. And if it's not nogei us, why does Rambam? But on the other hand, if it's not nogei us, why does Rambam bichlal bring it down? If it's not nogei us, so the Rambam lived 100. How many years did Rambam live after the Churban? 1,000 years,
yeah.
Over 1,000 years after the Churban. He lived. Rambam lived about 700 years ago. So what is Rambam bringing this down altogether? If it's not nogei us, so it's not as derech. He only brings down what's nogei halacha lemaisa. So it's nishtahi nishtaher. Mitzad echad, he indicates shebo'isa hadar. Mitzad sheni, he's quoting the halacha, which indicates that we are shaykh to this halacha, which obviously is going to lead to some type of compromise of how far we are required to go to fulfill this halacha of leaving over ama al ama. You should never build a structure. Ram was eating a lot of perish into the Gemara that it does not say. Igor choser min hasefer. The prohibition is not to build a palace. Don't build a palace. This is in the Gemara. He's eating all this into the Gemara. A build it, but it's misuyad umichuyar. What is the characteristic of a palace? They don't use regular sheetrock. They use, the walls are made from materials that you cannot buy by Home Depot. You cannot buy this material in Home Depot. It's special, exclusive material that is used to put up walls. Do not, therefore, a person should not make his private home into a palace. By a bin misuyod that has pure lime, umichuyar, and they would etch onto the sid beautiful designs, images, kibinyan hamelachim. Ela, what should a person do today, in today's day and age? Toch besoy bitit. The ordinary home has tit. What's tit? I don't know. It's clay, it's mud, whatever it is. The sod, the sid. And on top of the tit, you then use sid, and then on this he writes, umishayer mokoim, amal amal k'neged ha-pesach, biloy sid, just see the tit. Ach, then he goes on to say, bigger chiddush, but let's say a person buys a home from someone else, and the home that you purchase does not have the amal amal, why not? So there can be two possibilities. The person who built this house was in violation of the halacha, or maybe he was a non-Jew who's not mechuyif to go and leave over an amal amah, or maybe this home was built before the churban happened. The bayis was built before there was a churban, so that's why there was no amal amah. Alokeach chotzer misuyedes, you buy a regular home, and the home is built like a palace, and there's only sid, umichuyeres, and there are designs, harezu b'cheskasa, it was good until now, it's good now. You don't have to make any changes. You have no obligation to peel off the area of one arm by one arm kineged ha-pesach in the home that you purchase. So Rama said a mouthful. So let's first go through some of the details to get an appreciation of what's going on and the reason why we're going to see that today, why there are so many leniencies in this matter. Number one, the Rama seems to say is that the only prohibition, is to build the king's palaces. The walls were pure sid, 100% sid from beginning to end, which obviously was very expensive. But the result was it was beautiful. A wall that's pure sid is exquisite. On the sid also, they would enhance it by having tsiurim designs, they would etch designs into the sid. But most people can't afford that. So what's the next best thing you do? It's 90% polyester and 10% other fibers. Okay, cotton. Okay, it's a mix. You buy a pair of wool pants. Oh, wool pants, 100% pure wool. And if you don't want to go spend the money for wool pants, so you buy some type of material, which is 60, 40, all these different materials they put together. It's much, much cheaper, synthetic materials. So you buy synthetic wools. It's 80% tit. Tit is not sit. It's tit. Tit is mud. It's not very nice. And then in order to give it a nice external shine, a shtickel, a small amount of sit. You just use, you smear the very edge with a small amount of sit to make it look nice. But ein doime doesn't look anything near a wool that's pure 100% sit. So there are, and also there's no, if you're only having a small little thin layer of sit, you can't, it's not thick enough to make the design. If you want to make the designs, you have to start off with a wool that is 100% sit. So therefore, if you're just going to do the sud, specifically for the rams, what should we do with manazeh? You're not, number one, you're not allowed to build a home like a king. Your private home, bismanazeh, cannot be built with walls that 100% sit. That's category number one. That is also, it does not say that in the Gemara. Isn't that shachnyan? The Rambam is coming to extrapolate. The Gemara does not say that. You may not build a house today for a private dwelling where the walls are 100% sit. Number two, what should you do? You build tit, tilt, against the codes. Codes. You're not going to get a mortgage on the house until you fix all the problems. You have to go build the house. The walls have to be 80% tit and a small amount of sit. And the part that in this halacha, one amah by one amah connected to Pesach, just leave the tit. Do not have any sit. That's how you mekayim it. And if you buy a house that's perfect, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to do anything because it's the harayu b'ches kasa. The Rambam obviously has added quite a bit into the Gemara. Okay, we're not going to go through the details because I don't know all the details. All the whole Torah, all the ganze pilpul here. Unfortunately, I never prepare all that too well. But the Rambam seems to have said quite a number of things which are a bit controversial. And therefore, along comes the Aruch HaShulchan, and he says, I'll write you his words word for word. We said a lot on the Aruch HaShulchan. It's very interesting. He says, "Kasa levar debraisa, the kasa shem Aruch HaShulchan." Jump ahead a little bit. Lefi ze yesh lanu lilmoid zichus. Al Roiv Yisrael, he's writing about Roiv in his day. She'ein is hodin ata bedin ze. The Aruch HaShulchan himself notes that most of Klai Yisrael is not nizar in this halacha. L'shayer amal ama kishesodin besid kois le'abayis l'fi she'yadua that our construction today is not like the time of Chazal. She'yadua she'ata ma'arvin behasid harbe choil. The plaster that we use today, the plaster of the world, the walls, is not the type of plaster that they use in time of Chazal. That was called Sid, whatever that is. Ours is mixed with sand. V'imkein mehadin, imkein midin gamur, ein tzoruch shiur klol. The only time you need to leave over an amal ama is only when you're using Sid. The whole Rambam's focus is, number one, Sid is exquisite. I have no idea what it looks like. I mean, what's the big deal? A wall is a wall. Obviously, there's something that we're missing over here. But the Rambam says two things. Don't you dare have walls in your home that are 100% Sid. Before you even get to the Amal Amah. That's also the Rambam says. There must be some experts who know what it is.
That's
whatever.
Why the Gemara has the question of what it is in terms of because after Lehem, it's called the Reator Rezos, which is called
Sid. Sid.
Was it previous to the writing, or was it on top of the writing? Because then if it's on top,
but from the Rambam, you have a new appreciation.
A characteristic that you could see through it.
From the Rambam, it seems that there's a new appreciation of what it means in that pasuk. It means it should be beautiful.
Right.
I always thought it means. I think Rashi says for protection, it should be covered with sid. That it should not. That it should be preserved. But the Rambam seems to be saying is that sid is something which is beautiful. It's exquisite. It has a yoifi, and it's not appropriate.
It's supposed to be very lasting. That's the point.
Okay, no, but you see, he's not saying that. See, the Rambam is. That's what the Rashi says. Rashi seems to say is the purpose of covering the stones when the commentary show with Kol Tarukula was preservation.
Right.
Preservation. But the Rambam, from the Rambam, it seems it's not a matter of preservation, it's a matter of beauty, yoifi. It's a beautiful structure. You have a home, you may not have a private home where the walls are 100% sit, period. And if you're going to have the next best thing, where the walls are made from tit, and on top of the tit, you put a thin little layer of sid. You're not fooling anyone. Everyone can see it's only a thin little layer of sid. Don't put the sid entirely. You have to leave that one amma, one amma. Along comes Rech HaShulchan. Today, there's no such thing as sid. Who has sid? Rech HaShulchan says the best sid you're going to find. This is what he said. I don't know what he means. The best sid is mixed with sand. It's no such thing today as pure sid. The second layer that you put on top of the tit is sand. So therefore, the whole thing doesn't apply b'chlal today. Because this halacha, the whole halacha is focused on this one target, sid. 100% sid, forget it. Even a thin little layer of sid, okay, you can do, but at least leave over one amma by one amma. But today we don't have sid altogether. The sid today is mixed. It's a taruvis. They don't have real sid. So the Melech HaShulchan says there's no halacha. The halacha does not apply b'zman hazeh me'ikar hadin. Me'ikar hadin. And that's why with melamed tzchus on the Roiv Yisrael, it's a mitzias. Most people have never done this. Okay, maybe today we're living now in a new firm world where people are more conscious of this halacha and people are starting to do this. There's no question about it. People b'nei Torah are doing this much more often. But in previous years, we haven't seen this. And Rech HaShulchan says, do melamed tzchus because the halacha only applies if you have sid. And therefore, we came midin gomor, ein tzoruch shiur klal. And then the Rech HaShulchan notes, v'yaf al pi sharif harosh v'chein harambam v'yatur v'shulchan aruch loim nivyu rak habraitza ha'chreina. There's another bryce which he mentioned, which we'll leave out for the moment. He does this, the basic v'gam b'divrei yeshlema kain did the erev chol in tzarech shiur v'chein beis Yosef hisker kain zeh. The beis Yosef says kamat the same thing. The abach chol like a love, the one that is in strong disagreement is the bach. The bach disagrees with the entire thing that we've just mentioned, and the bach says, I'll read you what the Bach says, that even the Rambam holds, Shagam HaRambam Sviru Lehoch, the Chol Minei Sid Mutter Al Yidei Shiur, Am Al Amo, Masha Amar Ein Boinin B'Olam B'Nin Misuyim B'Kuya B'Nin Melochim Hainu Minei Tziyurim Levad. Hu Sh'Osu L'Olam Ma Dutani B'Braisa Ein Miyas Sadim, V'Ein Mekarin Ein Mekarin Ein Mekarin Ein Okay, so, and the Bach has a creative interpretation of the Rambam. The Rambam's focus he learns is only going on the pictures. Is only going on the pictures. But when it comes to leaving over, you always have to leave over no matter what. You always must leave over me'ikar hadin. In any material that you use on the walls, you have to leave over on the walls an amal amma that's not finished. All right.
But the whole thing is
Zecher
L'Chorban, so that's...
No, but Zecher L'Chorban also has its parameters. Everything in Halacha has its set Halachas. And you have to also take it now, there's also another thing which a whole new spin on this, another Girsa. The other Girsa is when it says the word Misuyedes, it's not the correct Girsa, it's not with the Dalet, Misuyedes, but with the Resh. Misuyeres with the Resh. And then in Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Tiknu, the Umasakein, that a person should live in a binyan misuyor, a binyan that's, should not live in a binyan that's misuyor. What's misuyor mean? It means misuyor is a synonym for a picture. No. The samach is the same as a tzadi, right? The perish of mis is an unusual word. It's not. We're not familiar with this word, but he says the word mis with a samach, misuyor, and a resha at the end is the same meaning as mitsuyor with a tzadi. A tzadi means mitsuyor means pictures, a mural, mitsuyor. A samach is another word, misuyor. He says. Girsa Chadasha, the Sefer Bir Chadosh, Maspik, the name of Al Rambam, the Sefer on the Rambam, he has another Girsa. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, it says, the Rambam's words are, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Tiknu Chachamim, Shahayu Beis HaDar, She'en Bainin L'Oilam, Binyan Misuyor, U'michuyor. Our Girsa, the Rambam, is Misuyod, with a Dalet. Misuyod means smeared with lime. The other gear says, Misuyor Umichuyar. You may not live in a home that has pictures, murals. Umichuyar kebinim lachem. Ella, what should you do? Tach beisoy betit. The sor besi. Then what do you do? What do you do then? And then you, I don't know, it comes at a whole new pshat, a whole new interpretation, which I don't understand. It's something of I don't understand. I tried to figure this out. I don't. But the point is, the Rambam is very controversial. The Rambam is a lot into the Gemara that it does not say, and the Rambam, the Shah, what the Giras is, and what exactly is Sid, what is not Sid.
But how do you ban something you don't know what it is?
Exactly. That's exactly the problem. So the Aruch HaShulchan, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. The Aruch HaShulchan takes the Rambam literally, and the Aruch HaShulchan is really what it appears most of us followed. He takes the Rambam literally, and he says the halacha is, the halacha relates primarily to what's called Sid. And being that Bizman HaZeh, we do not have this. We do not use Sid in our homes. For all we know, the government will ban it because it's toxic. Who knows for where? We don't use Sid. The halacha does not apply in Bizman HaZeh. This is what it says in the Aruch HaShulchan. Therefore, whatever we're doing Bizman HaZeh is nothing more than a zecher. It's a nice thing. It's not a halacha. The halacha was set specifically for Sid. The halacha was also set specifically Sheba Oysoy Hadar. The halacha was also set only when you build a new home. If you are not the builder, you're coming into the home, someone else built this home, and now you are just coming to come into this home, you have absolutely no obligation to take a hammer and knock out a part of the wall to uncover to the megala.
Then you need an amma by an amma.
Right.
If you don't use sin,
exactly. It's exactly what the Aruch HaShulchan says. That according you take a strict reading of the Rambam, the halacha is there's a halacha that you must do. It's hakonas chazal. A takon is not a minog. It's serious business. You have to follow, if you're an Orthodox Jew, a maimon, you have no choice but to follow all the takonas chazal. It's not subject to, oh, it's not my minhag. It's not a minhag. This is a halacha. It's in Shulchan Aruch. It's in the Gemara. It's a halacha. It's not a minhag. There's no excuse not to follow the halacha. So why don't people follow this halacha? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, because we take a strict translation of the Rambam, and the Rambam, it's acknowledged that the Rambam has added into the Gemara a lot of things that the Gemara does not say. Okay, the Gemara doesn't say any of all of these things. The Gemara is just very, very makatzer, and the Rambam elaborates. But if we go and we focus on the elaboration of the Rambam, the result is that we do not have these building materials, and therefore this entire thing does not relate to us. So that's why there is no takana bizman hazeh, because there's no, we don't have the ability to mekayim this takana. And furthermore, the Rambam says this takana was made only shebu'oitz hadar. And the Rambam also says that if you buy property that already is done, then you have absolutely no obligation to damage the property by undoing it. So therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says that's the reason why we do not do this. However, there's a minog Yisrael. But don't confuse a minog with a takana. Yeah.
You mentioned Sivnet Bayis Chadash, which is a deed that only if you build.
Right.
Is there a similar lashon by a Micah sitting there by a scholar's pieces of Michael?
Only if you build, there is loisasim dom veisach. The pasuk is a loisasay, so there is not nasay. The pasuk. So loisasay, you have no choice. Even if you buy it, you have to go put up the banker. Baruch Shakivanti. Okay, so this, so here is, it's not a pasuk, it's not a pasuk, this is a takana, that's a pasuk in the Torah, that's a Torah, this is a din d'oraisa, this is a takana
s'rabbanan. What is the question that you give him?
An amma lama, he's talking about a Micah, the mitzvah putting up a Micah on you, that's a very good, you know, Micah is a very complicated halacha. A lot of misunderstanding. What exactly is a din deraisa maximum? I'd like to show him what exactly is a Micah, not for now. Okay, so now, bottom line is, most of now, however, there is the minhag Yisrael to do it. The minhag Yisrael is still to go and do, to make an amma al amma where you have an opportunity. So what exactly are the parameters of this halacha? So the first thing we have to know is, where in the world do we do these takanas? Some of the Rishonim tell us this halacha only applies, where would you expect this to apply? From Fakert. Isn't it amazing? That's what I thought also. Only in Chutz Liaretz. Only in, because in Chutz Liaretz you should not get comfortable in Golos. Do not get in Eretz Yisrael. We have no the takon. There was never a takonah to do this in Eretz Yisrael. And it's part of the Gemara. The Chazalim Shebe Oisei Hadar Mishochonav Beis Hamikdash Tiknu Chazal, the Gemara, he says, the Rambam, Tiknu Chazal, Chachamim, Shoyi, Be'oi, Sadar. Where were they living? They were not living in Eretz Yisrael, they were exiled. There was no one living in Eretz Yisrael, they were sent into exile at the Chor Mesem, the Bayis Sheni. That was it, they were thrown out. They were in Beitar, and then after Beitar, they were out of Eretz Yisrael. There was no one there. After Chor Beitar, it was desolate. So, Shabbat Sahadar means in Chutz Li'aretz. It was never instituted to be done in Eretz Yisrael. What's so ironic is, probably 90% of the homes that do have the Amal Amal Bizman Hazeh are Bedafka in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Li'aretz. Yeah, sure. In Eretz Yisrael, it's very common. It's very common. Because they're religious. Because they do what it says in Shulchan Aruch. There's more of a feeling for halacha. What's the shayla? In the Chutz Li'aretz, we're shvacha people here. They do in Eretz Yisrael, it's much more common. It definitely is more common. You see them much more in Eretz Yisrael than you see in America. Okay, in America now it's becoming more popular.
In America also, the contractor never finishes the home.
They never finish. People always say that. I know that. People always say that. Oh, that. They do. No one, you never finish construction.
Maybe
that's what you're doing.
It only applies to people who live through the problem.
Oh, we said that. I said it a few times.
The next generation is not required.
As we said that, I said that. The problem though is if that was 100% true, then why does the Rambam bring it down altogether? The Rambam is writing 1,000 years after the Churban. It's not Nogay anymore.
That's why you see a lot of Jewish homes have a picture of Yerushalayim.
Oh, when it comes to that. So the way you Mekayim the Minig is, you don't necessarily need to go and cut out a hole. You can put on a picture. We'll go one thing at a time. First of all, where does this halacha apply, Mikar Hadin? In Chutz Li'aretz or in Eretz Yisrael? Or both? So many of the Rishonim say Me'ikar Hadin was only instituted for Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, there was never a takana period. You can finish your house entirely. However, that's not the common meaning. The common meaning is that in Eretz Yisrael, you do it as well. That's it. Okay, number two. Next question. Do you have to do this on a binyan shel mitzvah in the Beis HaKnesses? Coming to a new, you build a new, beautiful new shul. Or you build, let's say you even build a sukkah. You build a room that is a sukkah. You build a beautiful sukkah. People have a room in their home where they have no ceiling and they have something for, and it's going to be designated as a sukkah. So many say no, it's only said on a binyan shel chol, a private residence. If this room is a beis medrash, a beis hakneses, it's a sukkah meant for a sukkah, or any room, I don't know what the examples are, that are meant for to be used primarily for mitzvahs, a library, a Talmud Torah, a Beis Medrash, already it's a Beis Medrash, there is no obligation to make the Amal Amah. Okay, that's the next issue.
Krupa.
What? To make for a wedding? A wedding, the room is made for a mitzvah? Also, so what about a public place? Another topic. All this system was private homes. Let's say it's a public residence. You have an apartment building, and you have lobby downstairs, and everyone in the building is Jewish. Is there an obligation for the contractor, for the people and people who are partnering and building this apartment building are all Jews? They should leave in the lobby an ama al ama. It's not a private residence. The lobby is shared by all of the members of the building. So
Lachara.
The building, interesting lomnas, I hear you lomnas, but it seems it's only, even if it be on the chefsa, it's a din, it has to be a private dwelling. Yeah. It's not a private dwelling, it's a public area. The takana was never set in the public area.
But it's privately owned.
So what? Yeah. It was privately owned, but it's used by a tzibur.
Yeah.
Oh, better question. What about every room?
No.
Oh yes, that's a shock to me. A lot of the Gedolei Yisrael Chazanish, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, a lot of the Gedolei Yisrael, they held that Me'ikar Hadin you should every room.
At that time,
every room.
It was a one or two room apartment.
It was very easy. So you have a house. We've never seen. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yisrael, I've never seen this. Every single room to have an Amma Alama. Go tell that to the contractor who'll look at you like you're from Mars. Right? Okay, every single room should have an Amma al Amma that's left open with Zeich and the Churban. I'm telling you, the Chazanish says it should be done. And because they had one room apartments. Okay? One apartment was easy for them, right? Big deal, right? Easy for them. They lived in abject poverty. Okay, the Stipler and the Chazanish, all the Gedolim of the previous generations held Me'ikra Din every single room. It's not just when you come into your home. Next issue. What does it mean, Kineged HaPesach? It's very, very fascinating. So it's a very big shaila. Some hold, many hold, that Kineged HaPesach means opposite you. When you walk in the front door, wherever you're standing, on the opposite side, when you look in the front door, that is where the Amal Amma should be that's not finished. In reality, most people who do this, they do it on the wall of the door itself, on top of the door. That's how it's done most of the time. Okay, you come in the door, so where's the Amal Amma? You don't see it. You see it on the way out. When you go out of the door, so then on top of the lintel, okay, you see on top, you see the Amal Amma. Is that correct? What is the precise meaning of Kineged HaPesach? Does it mean when you're in the house looking outside the house coming in, or does it mean when you're in the house looking out and the Kineged will be on top of the Pesach, or it's in the doorway opposite your eyes? So this also machlokes apoiskim. It seems that the more accurate thing to do is to have it when you're coming, most opinions hold, and you're coming into the house and you're looking forward and you're looking at the wall, there you see it. Kineged HaPesach.
Just 1 second, but if you stay at the home, you see it all the day, maybe you look it.
So it's the question. It says in the Gemara, Kineged HaPesach, and it's not so clear what that means.
So the Gemara is where you have it in every place. You have it at the top.
How about
every room. On every room you have it two places.
How about Kushner that is living in the White House? He should not talk so.
Who?
Kush, son.
Of course.
Son-in-law of the president.
Of course. He's just as Jewish as us.
Yeah.
So why should he be different? Why should he be different than the halacha? Okay. We don't have lime. We don't have another shaila. What about if you're renting? If you are renting, all of the modern day place can discuss this. If you rent an apartment, should you go and take out the hammer and knock out a piece? It's usur. All the place can say, if you don't own this property, don't you dare. That's mamish, an abuse of halacha. To go and to use halacha to destroy someone's property, it's a chutzpah. Especially since Aruch HaShulchan and many other places said that Bizman Hazeh, for many reasons, this does not apply me'ikar hadin. This takana does not apply to us for various reasons. Like we said, Shabbat Sahadar, or because the Sid, we don't have Sid, or the Tziurim, it's not exactly what Chazal had in mind, so it does not apply. So it's only a minhag. A minhag is not oikar, destroying someone else's property. So therefore, that is a given. If you don't own the property, you have no right to do anything to. Let's say you do own the property.
If it's your own property, you bought the...
If it's your own property, so that's the question. It's only a minhag. And also, since the halacha is only if you're building it for the first time. If you buy a house, and it's already, there is nothing. You mechuyif to go cause damage to your own property when you purchase it and there is no. The Gemara says you're not. Harezu b'cheskasa. Especially if it's only a minug. And even if it was nikar hadin, you're not mechuyif to do if it already was built and you purchased it. Allah has kam v'kama, when the Zman is there, according to most places, it's not a din, it's only a minug. And already there is no tevach, and you won't do l'chatchila. You're not mechuyev to do so. It's nothing more than a minhag zecher. Rav Meir said, this used to talk to see this by all the old timers. You don't see this so much anymore. But the way since the Bizman Hazeh, it's only a minhag and it's a zecher, so you can fulfill this minhag by hanging up a painting in your home of the Kosel Hamaravi. Any zecher in your home, you have a little thing. Yerushalayim used to see this in the olden days, right?
I'm sure they started selling very nice piece of
the wood, the shalayim.
Or you have a new shalayim. They cover it with a picture.
You put it on the wall.
No, you cut out the wall.
Yeah. You're saying very good. You're saying another question. You're saying, are you allowed to cover over the opening? For example, the very common shayla b'nei Torah, they want bookcases for their svarim. And the only place where they can put the bookcase, cover up the area where they previously designated the Amo Al Amo. So are you Mekayim? The answer, they all say yes. Even if you have the Amo Al Amo, even if the Amo Al Amo is covered by a permanent utensil, a bookcase, It's also good. You mekayim the minute.
But how are you going to remember the?
You know, so it's a very light takana. Even doing it once is enough. It seems it's a very, you're touching upon something very interesting. Is it that you should always remember it, or it's when you build it one time? It's a very interesting. You're touching upon a very interesting concept. The poskim say you're allowed to cover it. You don't have to have it exposed all the time. It goes to show that the takana to leave over an amalama is not a hakara every second of the day. You have to think about the from your shalayim. When you build a home, part of the act of construction is zecher l'chorban. I have done it. I'm done. It's like you do a mitzvah once. I did kisui hadam, right? I did shechita. I did this blood. Where's the blood now? I don't know. It was 20 years ago. I did kisui hadam. I have to go remember every single second of the day that I did kisui hadam. No, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that when you attack on it, that when you build a bias, this is what you do. It makes an impression upon you at that moment. The impression will remain with you in your mind forever. You have to see it every single second. Is it a din hakara? It's a lam shavart. What is the inyan of making amal amah? If you ask the average person, they'll tell you it's hakara, a zecha. I have to see it. I have to be reminded. Like tzitzis. You see the tzitzis, or isim, so zechartem is called mitzvah Hashem. Is that correct? Not necessarily. It's not a maisa zikorin. It's a maisa. It's an act. It's something that you do when you build a bais. When you do shchita, you do kisi hadam. You do a maisa. This is what you're supposed to do. You build a bais. I'm building a bais. I'm going to leave over ama alama. I've done it, and that's it. I'm done. Do I have to look at it? Of course not. It's there. Cover it over. Put up a bookcase. Put up a curtain, put up a picture on top of it. So it explains why, if you buy the house, it's already done. I didn't build a house. I have no shaykhus to this mitzvah, this takana. I have to go and go knock down the wall? What are you, knock down the house? You're wasting your time. You're going to kill the animal again? The animal is dead. There's nothing more to do. It's a maisa that you do, and it's a din in the bais, the building of the bais. It's a whole new lumbus of what this is all about. Also explains why there are so many leniencies, why this is not necessary, we're so not makbid on this. And if you want to preserve the minhag, the zikaron, so what people do is they have in the home somewhere, Yerushalayim, people used to have, you know, on the front door, where you have your name, right? You have mishpacha so-and-so, is a little piece of wood that says on it, Yerushalayim, that is a kiyam. Hagufa is a zecher for the Churban Yerushalayim. That is a fulfillment of this minhag. Or having a painting of the Kaisel, a picture of the Kaisel, a picture of yourself at the Kaisel. Okay, a selfie of yourself at the Kaisel HaMaravi. You're the photographer. You have the Kaisel. This is the akim of the minhag of zecher Yerushalayim. Okay, it's a very interesting. All these lomish things are things which I think a lot of them are not familiar with. Okay, now what about other type of minhag, which is interesting, is they paint it a different color. It's somewhere, it's a little bit strange. It's you don't have, it doesn't say Yerushalayim, you don't have a picture of the Kaisel, you have an amal amah. I'm not going to go knock it down, I'm not going to rip out the wall because I don't own the house, and my wife would never let me do this anyway. you don't want to get into trouble. So what do you do? They paint the amal amah a different color. So is there anything to that? So he brings down, it appears not. It appears that it doesn't make any sense to do that, to go and take paint, green paint, black paint, whatever paint, a different color paint, and paint an amal amal a different color. What are you really doing? Better put up a sign that says Yerushalayim than make paint, because the inyan is that it should not be finished. It should be raw. The tit should be there instead of the sid. So but it doesn't appear that there's any makar, but he says here, Gedolei Yisrael did this in the previous generations, and therefore, if they did it, there must be a makar for this.
Once you look at it, you see, oh, it's that way because of,
right? In Echanan, that's I guess what it's about. But he says, today you would never think going to the sugya that this something fulfills the takana. But yet he brings down different the Gedolei Yisrael who did this. They painted an ama al ama a different color. It's not raw. It's not tit. It's not but it's painted a different color. It doesn't say Yerushalayim. That is a zecher. Hanach lohem li Yisrael and einam nevim b'nei nevim. This is also a kim of the minhag of amalama. And the last thing I want to say is that this amalama, what do you do with it during Chodesh? What do you do with it in Chodesh Adar? Chodesh Adar, you're going the Mishenichnas Adar, Marbin Besimcha. The meaning is to put up signs. Where do you put the sign Mishenichnas Adar, Marbin Besimcha? There's a hakpada. The hakpada is you put the sign in the place of the Amma al Amma. Kashem Mishenichnas Av Mimahatin Besimcha, Mishenichnas Adar, Marbin b'simcha, because in Shulchan Aruch it equates these two together. One goes without God, one goes with the other. The proper meaning, this is brought down. The proper meaning is when you put up the sign in your home in Chodesh Adar, Mishenichnas Adar Marbin b'simcha, it's supposed to fit in the Amma al Amma where you have the Zecher for the Churban. That's where it belongs. V'shteita. In the Purim Svarim, one of the first things in the Purim Svarim, it says, every Purim Svarim I have, I don't have the Purim Sefer over here, but I'll bring you the Purim Sefer, I saw it in many places. Mission, do you put, everyone has this, this is a minute, do you put up the signs, the dogim, the fish, where do you put that sign? Where? Stam hanging from the ceiling? You put it in the area where you have the Amal Amal. Because of what it says in the Gemara, Kishem Mishenichnas Av Mimahatim Besimcha Zeicher Lechorban Mishnichnas Adar Mar Besimcha, in that location.
Only 9 days Mimahatim. Only 9 days Mimahatim. After 9 days.
After 15 days. After Tisha B'Av. Right now, it's no more. No more. Okay, we'll take a short break, and then we're going to talk a little bit about Tu B'Av in a few minutes.
By the door, it says Mishenichnas Ador.
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 Mishenichnas the door.